The set. And Kluber's pitch. Runner goes. Pitch swung on. Routine fly. Shallow center. Lindor backpedaling. Lindor, the shortstop, makes the catch in shallow left center. Ball game. And Corey Kluber has his shutout. And the Indians have their first four-game win streak of the campaign. What a ball game by Corey Kluber, as tonight he fires a three-hit shutout and blanks the Chicago White Sox by a final score of 3-0.
Hey, that's a way to start a weekend. How about that? Bob DiBiase of the Indians join us. Corey had the stuff on Friday, didn't he?
Oh, he did. He was absolutely dominant Friday night. Really a real pretty picture to watch all game long. And Carlos Carrasco followed that up with 8 shutout innings himself. Mr. McAllister finishes that shutout. Back-to-back, almost back-to-back complete game shutouts. And it had been a long while since we had had back-to-back complete game shutout victories from our pitching staff. But Carrasco were looking at his innings pitched and letting other guys get a chance to get in. A real fun road trip, 5-1. And we come home to a little bit of American League West flavor for a six-game, a little short six-game homestand here. Starting tomorrow night.
Yeah, in first place nonetheless, right?
Yeah, we battle back a four-game winning streak. We'll do that to you. We're 2 games over 500. We have a tough ball club coming in starting tomorrow night. We have 3 straight 6-10 starts against the Houston Astros, who are leading the American League West division right now. They and Baltimore leading the East, and obviously the Tribe leading the Central Division. But Baltimore and Houston are sharing the best record in the league to date. So Houston's a tough, tough opponent. We have a lefty, Dallas Keuchel, who's a terrific pitcher, going to open up against Josh Tomlin tomorrow night. And this weekend, Seattle comes in with a 7 o'clock start on Friday night, 4 o'clock on Saturday, and 1 o'clock on Sunday. So, again, just a real brief two-team, six-game homestand coming up.
Bob, is it the pitching that makes the Astros so tough?
Yeah, you know, they've got some terrifically talented young position players in addition to a strong pitching staff. You know, they were a real disappointment last year. You know, the previous year, you know, they went to the American League Championship Series. Kansas City beat them out. And then they were really looking forward to a real successful 2016 campaign and just got off to an absolutely horrible start, which they just couldn't rebound from, even though they played really good baseball for about 4 months. It was the first 2 months that really derailed them. So they're back playing real good baseball. It'll be a real good test for our guys, for sure. You know, they're one of the premier teams. We obviously believe we're one of the premier teams in the American League, so it'll be great matchups.
What's it say about our team that our home run hitting leaders are Francisco and Jose? These guys just don't look like the type that you would put in that position.
No, you're absolutely right. Neither one of them is 6 feet tall, and they're not, you know, the 6'3", 6'4", 230 guy that you see normally hitting home runs in our business. But they're just terrific ball players. You know, they know how to put the bat on the ball, and they come and play hard every day. And it's not going to end that way. I'm going to go be bold and say I don't know if it's going to end that the way with those two as the leading home run guys. I think Edwin's going to get into his groove, and when he does, he can get that ball flying out of the ballpark with regularity.
Right. Well, of course, Carlos Santana there too in the picture, but it's funny when you when you see they're probably looking at the lineup and they know which guys they're going to have the threats, and then these guys sort of kind of sneak up on them a little bit, because no matter where you pitch, as you mentioned, they'll hit wherever, and Jose as well. But
they're terrifically talented ball players. I'm anxious to see once we settle in, now that Jason Kipnis is back in the lineup, how this offense settles in. It really lengthens out with a guy like Jason Kipnis batting sixth in the lineup. So when these guys just get a number of games under their belt, it'll be real interesting to see how this offense gets on a roll.
Right, and it's good to see the pitching getting what we've had over this weekend. Josh Tomlin scheduled to go for tomorrow as well. What kind of things are happening at the homestand for folks who are coming out to the games this week?
Well, it's just Sunday is the really only promotional day of this six-game homestand. That's the kids running the bases, having fun with Key Bag Kids Fun Day, where kids get to run the bases. So mark that on your calendar. Again, that's a 1:10 start on Sunday. Supposed to be absolutely gorgeous weather this week. So no better place to be than Progressive Field, watching the Tribe.
And as you mentioned, these are all 6:10 starts for the early part of the week, and it lets people to either who are downtown stay downtown or get there early, and doesn't have to have a late night for some of the kids during the week as well. So
absolutely,
it's worked out well for these April games again for the Astros, and we've got Seattle as well. And speaking of the Astros, we've got some tickets to give away coming up next. But, Bob, we thank you for your time this morning, and we'll talk again next Monday.
You got it, boys. Have a great week. Go Tribe.